So my topic today is the soil organic carbon storage after 8 years under biofuel cropping systems in central Iowa. Background: the annual and perennial bioenergy crops are important in mitigating global warming, and compared to annual crops, the perennial prairie can add greater soil organic carbon and decrease soil bulk density in some soils. Our objectives were to investigate the impact of annual and perennial biofuel cropping systems on soil bulk density and on soil organic carbon concentration and stocks. And the second objective was to assess the relationship between clay content and soil organic carbon content. Our experiment was established in 2008, and it has four different cropping systems: continuous corn with rye cover crop, reconstructed multi-species prairie without nitrogen fertilizer, and reconstructed multi-species prairie with annual nitrogen fertilizer. Each treatment of those four treatments was replicated four times. And for soil sampling, we collected four soil cores from each plot, from all of the plots we have, in 2008 and 2015, from two different depths, from 0 to 15 and from 15 to 30 centimeters. Soil analyses: we analyzed the soil particle distribution, soil pH, soil bulk density, soil organic carbon concentration and stock. And in terms of the soil organic carbon stock, we used two different approaches. One is the fixed depth, and the soil organic carbon stock at that time for this method in megagram per hectare is equal to the soil organic carbon concentration times the bulk density times the soil depth times 10,000 square meter divided by 1,000. And because we expected some compaction of the farming machinery, because our plots did not receive any kind of tillage, and all of them were tile drained, we expected to find some compaction. That's why we used another approach to calculate the soil organic carbon stock, which is the equivalent soil mass. And for this method, we first calculated the soil mass for the 30 centimeters, and we selected the heaviest soil mass to be our reference and to be able to calculate the added thickness, which is equal to the heaviest soil mass minus the soil organic minus the soil mass of the 30 centimeters divided by the bulk density times 10,000. And then finally, we calculated the total soil organic carbon soil organic carbon stock, which equals to soil organic carbon stock per the 30 centimeters plus the additional soil organic carbon stock in the additional depth. For the results, here is the soil pH and soil texture. The soil pH, if you take a look at the soil pH back in 2008, you could see that in the two depths, the pH was acidic, and you can figure, and you know, the differences were significant because you can see that from the lowercase letters right next to the numbers here. And on the other hand, if you take a look at the pH values in 2015, all of them significantly increased compared to 2008. That's because we applied lime in 2008 to raise the pH to make the soil more productive. And for the soil texture, we had only two soil textures, which were the loam and clay loam. Soil bulk density and soil organic matter, soil organic carbon concentration. For the bulk density, we started in 2008 with significant differences among our plots, as you see here. And you know, in 2015, we also found significant differences. However, when we compared the soil bulk density In 2008 versus 2015, we did not find significant differences except under the continuous corn treatment. The bulk density increased from 1.41 to 1.49 megagram per cubic centimeter. And in general, we can see that under the corn-based systems, the continuous corn and continuous corn with cover crop, the bulk density increased. However, under the prairie without receiving nitrogen fertilizer and prairie with fertilizer, decreased the bulk density. We thought that this is because of the deep rooting system of the prairie and the dense root system as well. So probably the plots under the prairie and prairie with fertilizer resisted the soil compaction. That's why they maintained the bulk density underneath them. And here for the soil organic carbon concentration, we again started with a high concentration of soil organic carbon under all of the plots, and we had also significant differences. And when we compared the soil organic carbon concentration in 2008 and 2015 in each individual cropping system, we found that the soil organic carbon concentration increased under all of the treatments, but the increases were not significantly different from the concentrations in 2008. And here it's interesting to see that under the prairie in the lower layer from 15 to 30 centimeters, you can see that under the prairie, under the corn-based systems, the soil organic carbon concentration decreased slightly. But under the prairie-based systems, the soil organic carbon concentration increased slightly. That's again because of the deep root system of the grasses. For the correlation between clay content and soil organic carbon, when we calculated the correlation coefficient back in 2008, we found it equal to 0.78. So that's a good correlation. And then when we recalculated that for the samples in 2015, we found the correlation coefficient declined to 0.4. So we had a hypothesis to this decline, which is, you know, right before 2008, we had only one crop rotation, corn and soybean, for a long time. And we consider that the clay content is kind of a fixed value, so we did not change the clay content. But in 2008 or before 2008, the diversity of changes in soil organic carbon was not that much compared to applying different cropping systems. And to test our idea, we separated the corn-based systems from the prairie-based systems and recalculated the correlation coefficient in both of them. So we found that the correlation coefficient here in 2008 under the corn-based system was 0.96 and it declined to 0.65. However, under the prairie-based systems, it was 0.97 in 2008 and declined only to 0.92. For the soil organic carbon stock under different biofuel cropping systems using the fixed depth approach, here we have two different colors. The blue colored columns represent the values for 2008, and the red colored columns represent the values of 2015. And again here, we started with significant differences in the soil organic carbon stock in 2008. And you can see that from the lower case letters in blue color. However, in 2015, the red colored columns, we can see that there was no significant difference between or among the treatments we have. That means there were some changes in the soil organic carbon stock from 2008 to 2015. But when we compared the soil organic carbon stock for each cropping system in 2008 and 2015, we did not find any significant differences again. And it's good here to see that the prairie without receiving any fertilizers increased the soil organic carbon stock the most by 9.7 megagram per hectare, followed by the corn, continuous corn with cover crop of 8.2 megagram per hectare, and the least was the continuous corn of 1 megagram per hectare. On the other hand, when we calculated the soil organic carbon stock using the equivalent soil mass approach, we found some differences. So here, the blue colored columns again represent the 2008 values, and we started with significant differences in the soil organic carbon stock. When we calculated the soil organic carbon stock in 2015, we found some significant differences among the treatments. However, when we compared the values in 2008 versus 2015 for the same treatment, like continuous corn or continuous corn with cover crop, we did not see any significant differences. But you know, the prairie again increased the soil organic carbon stock the most by 7.2 megagram per hectare, followed by the prairie with fertilizer. But in this time, using the equivalent soil mass, we found that the continuous corn decreased the soil organic carbon stock by 5.3 megagram per hectare. And to conclude our work, after 8 years, the bulk density increased in the corn-based cropping system, where the continuous corn and continuous corn with cover crop, but it decreased, the bulk density decreased under the prairie cropping systems. The soil organic carbon stock in the fixed depth method increased in all of the cropping systems, and they had following order. The prairie was the highest for the increase of soil organic carbon stock, followed by continuous corn with cover crop. And you know, here for the prairie that did not receive any nitrogen fertilizer, you know, we did a previous work on the root biomass, and we found that the prairie without receiving any fertilizers had the most or the greatest biomass of the roots. That's why we have here in both of the two approaches, the fixed depth and the soil organic carbon stock with the soil equivalent mass, the prairie had the most impact on both of them. And the concentration, the correlation coefficient, I'm not able to see, the correlation coefficient between soil organic carbon concentration and clay content declined from 0.78 to 0.4 in 2008 and 2015 respectively, and that was because of the more diversity of changes under the corn-based systems compared to the prairie-based systems. We would like to thank Matt Liebman and Matt Helmers from Iowa State University, and we would like also to thank Teresita Chua and the funding organization, which was the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University. And we also would like to thank all of the undergraduate and graduate students who assisted us in collecting the soil samples and analyzed them. Thank you.